The differences between men and women are many, and they span various areas of our creation: physical, psychological, and spiritual. However, the goal is to appreciate them and recognize that each one of us has been created to take on a unique responsibility in society. Today, we review the topic of the Quran and gender differences, the uniqueness of the genders. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021. Today being our ninth day of this blessed month of Ramadan for this year. The topic, as we have been continuing on and progressing in this journey of Ramadan Reflections, if you've been following along from the first day, we began the theme and we're developing it step by step in terms of the creation of the human being, the genders, the similarities, the differences, and we'll continue to move on as we evolve from being individuals to becoming a unit, to becoming a family, to looking at some of the contemporary challenges that as human beings we are facing in the world and what the Quran is giving us as a response. If only somebody were to listen and try to implement the teachings of God within the Quran in our lives. Today, this topic of the uniqueness of the genders is our area of discussion. And you know, it's one of the hot topics of the world today, where people feel that just because you're born with a certain gender, that doesn't mean that you are limited in what you can do. And to an extent, they may be correct. But at the same time, as believers, as Muslims, who accept the fact that the Quran is the final word of God and it should form our identity, that we should not let isms, whatever they may be, to cloud our understanding of what God expects from each gender, we have to realize that the man and the woman are not the same. We talked about this a few sessions ago, that many times people of one gender feel that in order for them to be accepted, they need to be compared to the opposite gender. They feel that only when they can do certain roles and tasks and responsibilities and jobs in society, that now they are at an equal footing with their counterparts. But God shows us in the Quran, in multiple instances, usually in the form of stories of previous communities, as we will see today in the verse, that He has created them, the man and the woman. And yes, at a spiritual level, they can both ascend and traverse to God. But when it comes to the worldly life, He has put a balance in place. And there are certain tasks, which obviously we will not go into those today, that are the exclusive domain for men. Yes, you heard me right. There are some exclusive rights that men have in a society that are not the domain or the area for women. Just as a very basic example is Friday congregational prayers or the regular congregational prayers. A man has to have certain qualities and characteristics, and if he has them, then he can lead a congregational prayer of men and women who are praying behind him, obviously with men and women having a physical separation or a distancing between the two genders in the congregational prayers. Whereas the woman, she is not allowed to lead congregational prayers where they are mixed between men and women. Yes, she can lead women in prayer, but not men and women. Why? Because certain rules within Islam or certain areas of Islam, God has demarcated that they are the domain of men exclusively, and that too, not every man, but those who fulfill certain qualities and characteristics. women are not to engage in those particular areas. And that may be very harsh for some people to reconcile with their notion of feminism and women's rights and equality. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I would say, take it as you wish. That is the rule of Islam. Nobody can come and rewrite the Quran or come and say, well, these rules that have been followed for 14 centuries are wrong and we should have liberation of the women to do as men can do in the religion. There are certain areas where rules are fixed and they will not change. There are other areas of Islamic law which obviously can be open for discussion and interpretation, but not by you and I, but by the senior religious authorities, those who have dedicated their lives to studying Islam, not just those who have Googled an article or think that they know one or two things and so they are entitled to their opinion. No, there are certain areas where there are differences and we have to accept and appreciate it if we're truly believers in God. If we're not, then obviously we may want to take another opinion, another stance, but that should never and must never be imposed upon the religion. Allah shows us, God shows us in chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 36, that the man and the woman are different. And in this verse, God is speaking about the birth of Maryam, peace be upon her, the mother of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And Allah says the following in this verse. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When she, the mother of Maryam, delivered, she said, "My Lord, I have given birth to a female." And God knew best of what she was delivered, because the male child she expected could not be the same as the female child whom we bestowed upon her. I have named her Maryam and commended her and her offspring to you for protection from Satan, eternally rejected from God's mercy. In this beautiful verse, and obviously the story is deep, of the mother of Maryam, peace be upon her, conceiving and dedicating the child to be a servant of the temple. And when she's born and the mother sees that this is a daughter, and the daughter's job or role at that time in history was not to work in the temple, that was exclusively domain for men. She was concerned because now she has given birth to a daughter. How could she fulfill the oath that she kept to God? And God tells us that God knows what she delivered, and God makes it clear that the man is not the same as the woman. The male child that she expected is not the same as the woman that she was given. But yet she was able to fulfill a responsibility that she had been tasked with. The point being, as we conclude for today's reflection on this month of Ramadan, is the fact that there are differences of the genders and there are uniquenesses. And we have to celebrate those and we have to work within the confines of Islam rather than trying to redefine Islam to fit our agenda. We need to redefine our lives to fit with what the teachings of Islam say. It's a difficult road, especially when we live in societies that are re-engineering even the genders and adding other definitions. But we have to stick back to the Quran, the roots of the Islamic teachings, to see how Allah, how God, how our Creator has defined us. As I conclude, let me leave us with some points of reflection for today. Point number one is that we need to recognize the devil of the self and our ego, and to always look to what God expects from us rather than what society demands and what society requires from each of the two genders. Point number two is that a woman must never think she is inferior to her male counterpart. Quranic history has shown that women have surpassed men in numerous instances. And ultimately, the greatest men in history, the prophets, the messengers, and the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, especially the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may God hasten his return, they've all come from a woman, their mother. The third and final point is that although a career is important in a person's life and is a requirement for the times in which we live, however, rather than focusing strictly on career goals and what society wants of us or what we are told that society wants from us, we need to recognize that true success lies in following what God is pleased with and what He wants from us. God willing, we will continue tomorrow in our daily series of Ramadan Reflections for 2021. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.